Now, let's go back to Spain, where the storms have devastated the Valencia region of the country and continue to threaten lives and communities in other parts of the country, with severe weather warnings now being issued for the southwestern region. Eugene Costello is a Valencia-based journalist. He's on the line. What are the latest figures you have, Eugene, for the death toll now and for the numbers missing?
Well, the official death toll as of last night was 158, 155 of whom were in the Valencia province. But it has to be said that dozens are still reported missing, and they've drafted in 1,000 soldiers from the army to help with what is now inevitably becoming a recovery operation rather than a rescue one. There are suggestions that many people were trapped in their cars when the waters hit, and they'll be recovering those bodies. So the death toll is expected to rise. The storm, I have to say, is moving away from the epicentre on the Valencia floodplain towards the southwest, Cardiff and Seville and the Extremadura on the border with Portugal, and also to the north, Castellón in the north of Valencia. Valencia province, Valencia community, I should say, is about the size of Wales. So it's a good bit north of here. And it will be creeping into Catalonia, places such as Tarragona. So still the advice is from Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister, stay home and save lives.
And while we hear about red weather warnings, yellow and orange weather warnings as well, when is that weather likely to hit now, or is it there already?
Well, I think it's already hitting in the north of the community and towards the southwest. But they are kind of downgrading its devastating potential. They're saying it will manifest as very heavy rain rather than the devastating floods that we've had here that have cost so many lives.
And what about that level of recrimination now at the political response to what has happened in Valencia and also to the alerts and the warnings that were given ahead of that rain and flash flooding?
Well, I think the problem is that the alerts, the civil protection alert, as they call it, which sends out automated messages to your devices, quite alarming. We got ours about 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. I think the problem with that was that the storm was already hitting, so it was a case of locking the stable door after the horse had bolted. And the regional president, Carlos Mazón, put out a tweet Tuesday lunchtime at 1 p.m. saying he expected the storm to pass without any real damage by about 6 p.m. So we're talking about 2 hours up. And in fact, by 6 p.m., the floods were already beginning to take place. So Carlos Mazón has now deleted that tweet, but I think it speaks to the rather blasé and complacent lack of preparedness by the authorities.
Eugene Costello, many thanks. Eugene Costello there, based in Valencia. And the Department of Foreign Affairs has just told us the travel advice for Spain remains unchanged. Many areas in the east and south of Spain, as we were saying, are experiencing severe flooding and extreme weather conditions, with transport links adversely affected. You can monitor information and alerts, including severe weather warnings, on the website of the Spanish Meteorological Agency. That's AEMET, A-E-M-E-T. Citizens are advised to check the latest weather information before they travel and to follow the advice of the local authorities.